All right, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we're going to chat with Debbie Nuss here for the next segment. She is the chair of the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition and also chairs the Everybody Counts Committee. They've got an event coming up this Saturday. Debbie, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you too, Brandon. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. For those that don't know, Everybody Counts is a grassroots community effort. It was organized about 7 years ago, and gives really a good opportunity for the community to get take advantage of a lot of services here. And it'll be taking place from 9 to 1 this Saturday at the Douglas Recreation Complex at 900 in the 900 block of Yuma Street. And Debbie, this is a great opportunity for just all kinds of stuff, isn't it?
It is. You know, we originally, the community organized this effort in 2014 in response to a report to the school board regarding the number of homeless children in the school district. And we know that is an ongoing concern in the community in terms of the number of school children and adults who are homeless. And I think in particular, given what the community and the nation has experienced this past year with the pandemic, there are a lot more people in our community who need access to services and who need to know where to go for those services. So Everybody Counts is an opportunity for community members to come and access free health services. There are no income requirements. We don't ask anybody to fill out any paperwork. If you need the service, it's available to you. So for example, we have doctors that will be there on Saturday morning that will do school physicals for school-aged children. Conza Prairie Community Health Center will be there to do dental screenings. The Riley County Health Department and KDHE will be on site to do COVID testing and COVID vaccinations that morning. The Lions Club will be doing vision screenings. We have an audiologist that will check people's hearing. Via Christi Hospital will be on site to provide a variety of information on diabetes, nutrition. They'll have an insurance navigator there. They'll do some prescription management with people. The Flint Hills Community Clinic will be there to talk about their services. So a lot of free health services and information will be available to the community. I do want to highlight, too, that the first 30 people who are vaccinated on Saturday morning will receive a free $50 gift certificate to Hy-Vee. So the first 30 people who come and are vaccinated on Saturday will get that free $50 gift certificate. We are also doing a raffle of five $100 gift certificates for people who have been vaccinated previously. I think it's important that, I mean, we're incentivizing people to come and get vaccinated, but people need to be rewarded who were already vaccinated ahead of time. So we're going to raffle off five $100 Hy-Vee gift certificates during the day too. A popular service that we provide and have provided the past few years, the KSU College of Veterinary Medicine is bringing their mobile veterinary unit to the event. And this is an opportunity for community members to bring their pets for free examinations and free vaccinations. There's also some free dog food that's available. And then the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter staff will also be there to talk to people about the importance of getting their pets licensed with the city. So that's another very popular service that we provide. And I think people forget that pet care can be pretty expensive, but the emotional benefits of having a pet are huge. So being able to help community members defray some of the cost of taking care of their pets by bringing them to this event, I think is very beneficial in the community. Then, you know, out in the Douglas Park area, we have right now 35 community organizations or groups that are going to be setting up information booths, information tents. We have Manhattan Housing Authority. We have the Food and Farm Council. We have several programs from the Riley County Health Department. Manhattan Public Library will be there. Shepherd's Crossing, Conza United Way, Morningstar CRO. Again, 35 organizations. I can't list them all right now, but people will be able to come and find out what services those organizations provide, and then hopefully get information they need so that when they go forward this next year in the community, they know where to go for information and resources when they need it. The other thing that is very helpful to the success of the event is that Flint Hills ATA provides free rides citywide all day. And there is a bus stop right outside the Douglas Community Center. So the buses will be going from 9 to 1 that day, and the stops are at 27 minutes and 55 minutes after the hour. So there's a couple of stops during the day. Then we did have to pivot a little bit. Hy-Vee was going to do a free community brunch for us. And given the uptick in the number of positive COVID cases, we opted to ask Hy-Vee to provide some free snack boxes for us instead. So the first 150 people can, on a first come, first serve basis, will be able to pick up a snack box. We just, we're asking people to wear masks when they go inside the buildings for the free health services. Outside the buildings, we're encouraging people to wear a mask and to social distance wherever possible. But we just really thought we needed to not encourage people sitting close together across the table to eat a brunch. So that's why we shifted to go with the snack boxes instead. Flint Hills Bread Basket will be open from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. to provide information about their services. They'll be distributing free breads and pastries. And then we're having a what I like to refer to as a mini harvesters distribution. It's not going to be a full big truck like they usually bring to a regular distribution, but they are providing us with a few pallets of produce that we're going to be distributing around noon on Saturday as well. We'll have some activities for children, face painting, some lawn games. The Flint Hills Volunteer Center has organized what they're referring to as a mini Olympics for kids. So there'll be a lot of fun activities for the kids that morning. You know, not doing this last summer because of the pandemic, I was a little bit worried about whether or not organizations would be out of the habit of getting organized for this event. But our community has really demonstrated once again that they really care about taking care of each other. And so the response to this event has been very heartwarming to see this year. So really looking forward to a good event on Saturday.
Yeah, you've got just, I mean, chances are if you need a service, you'll be able to get some information out here. Even if they're not there, someone will probably connect you to someone who knows something.
Absolutely. I think actually one of the most important things, the emergency shelter of the Manhattan Housing Authority, the Manhattan Area Housing Partnership, they will all be there. And given the what's happening in terms of the eviction moratorium right now, having people to talk to at the event on Saturday should be very helpful to community members who are concerned about whether or not they're at risk of being evicted. So I think having those three agencies there will be very, very helpful in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of good information. Is that some? Have you heard a lot on that? Are a lot of folks being affected by that here locally?
You know, the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition, we manage another program called the Community Care Team, where people who are at risk in the community are referred to us, and working with residents and their landlords in terms of taking care of past rent and preventing them from being evicted, that has really started, those needs have started to increase in the past month or so. And, you know, it's a matter of there are resources available, but for example, the state has been slow in processing those requests. So it's really it's a timing issue a lot of times, but it is a concern. It is a real concern.
Yeah. The government is slow, that's for sure. And we've all seen that this past year. I know I still haven't got my tax refund. I had to mail it in because I had a discrepancy on that. So that still hasn't come. And so, yeah, it's a lot of folks are having a hard time right now. And this is a great opportunity. You know, I think one thing for sure is we're really lucky to have the KSU Vet Med team here and the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. What a great opportunity that is for anybody who has pets.
It is. And I also just want to give a huge expression of appreciation to Dave Baker and the staff at the Douglas Recreation Complex. This will be the sixth year that they've hosted us there at that facility. And their can-do attitude about having us there and making this work really makes the whole process very, very easy. So I can't express enough how much we appreciate their willingness to host this event. And this year, get to showcase again the new Douglas Recreation Center too. So if community members haven't been in that building yet, it'll be another great opportunity to go in and see that wonderful new facility and look at that wonderful mural that's on the wall in the building too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a gem in our community for sure. So again, everybody counts 9 to 1 this Saturday in the 900 block of Yuma Street at the Douglas Recreation Complex. Debbie Nuss, we appreciate the time here this morning.
Good to talk to you, Brandon. Thanks so much.
And that's going to wrap up our program here for today. We have folks from NBAF scheduled tomorrow and also Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council.